I think it's important here that we notice that we are the public. We, the people, developed this drug. We paid for this drug. We led and developed all the patents to create the commonly known name for Truvada, and then the patent has been privatized, despite the fact that the patent is owned by the public, who refused to enforce it, the representative said. There's no reason this should be $2,000 a month. People are dying because of it, she added. As Ocasio-Cortez explained, the research that showed Truvada was effective at preventing HIV in humans, despite a user's potentially risky sexual activity, was almost entirely funded by U.S. taxpayers, according to the Washington Post. The U.S. government patented the treatment back in 2015, but it currently does not receive any profit from the drug. Instead, Gilead, which originally developed the drug for other treatments, has argued that the patent is not valid and continues to rake in billions annually. In fact, since Truvada was approved as an effective HIV treatment, Gilead has steadily increased its price. A 2018 report by NPR explained that the drug's wholesale price had increased 45% over the past 6 years. Although most health insurance in the United States covers Truvada, that does not benefit the millions of Americans who are not insured. With the amount of effort and time and taxpayer money that went into it, for CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, and Gilead not to come to an agreement so the taxpayer could get some of that money is really unconscionable. Thomas Folks, who first researched Truvada's ability to prevent HIV in monkeys, told the Post earlier this year.